Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast, going to be lots of sunshine, warm and humid today, high near 85 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 72, also 72 in Burlington, 72 Milwaukee, 71 in Racine. A man from Racine was arrested late last week for allegedly making internet threats against law enforcement in the wake of what happened down in Dallas could soon be facing some formal charges. 43-year-old Byron Cohen arrested and jailed on threats of injuring law enforcement as a hate crime and terroristic threats. Both are felonies, both filed after consultation with the Racine County District Attorney's Office. Police worked with the FBI and located Cohen at his home last Friday after first learning about the alleged threats. One of them stating, "I don't care who I offend. I don't have any more words but bullets." A news release saying those threats mentioned not only officers, but their families as targets. One of the wounded Dallas police officers was 23-year-old Gretchen Rocha from Fox Lake. She was hit by some shrapnel during the shootings, in which five of her fellow officers were killed. Before Rocha went to Dallas, she spent several months interning for the Madison Police Department. This is spokesperson Joel Despain, who interviewed her.
My sense of Gretchen was that she did very well as an intern here and felt a calling to the law enforcement field. And so it doesn't surprise me that she ended up with the Dallas PD.
She graduated from the criminal justice program at Madison College in the spring of last year, only moved to Dallas about a month ago. In Kenosha, a 34-year-old woman's accused of stabbing a 12-year-old girl yesterday happened outside of a home near 88th Street and 39th Avenue. The youngster taken with non-life-threatening injuries to Kenosha Medical Center, and charges are now pending. Police dispatched on the report that the offender was chasing the victim and found near Jeffrey's school. Two adults, two dogs displaced by a weekend fire in Racine at 1901 Geneva Street, a duplex, and according to a fire department news release, careless use of smoking materials was the cause. The tenant in the upper unit discovering the fire at about 1:15 Sunday morning, then alerting the downstairs neighbors. Firefighters confined the flames to the upper unit, but there was also smoke damage throughout, a $20,000 total estimate on that. The Red Cross called in to offer help to those residents. A word of caution coming from the State Patrol and Sergeant David Harvey. He says make sure that any items you may be hauling, like a boat or a camper, bicycles, tools, whatever, make sure that is safely secured, especially if you're going to be out on the major roadways with a lot of other people.
Things like coolers, fuel containers, or other loose items placed inside a boat or an open truck bed can easily bounce or be blown out and end up on the roadway, creating a hazard. Crashes can occur when drivers hit debris or swerve to avoid it, or when someone stops and gets out of their vehicle to retrieve items along the highway.
A citation for what's called failure to secure a load, $200. Two separate Kenosha County traffic fatalities over the weekend, one involving a Town of Salem public safety officer. Michael Ventura, a recent graduate of Gateway's Kenosha Law Enforcement Academy, died from injuries at Frederick Hospital after his squad car crashed into a power pole on Highway 50 east of Highway B. He was operating lights and siren at the time, something the State Patrol says remains under investigation, along with other aspects of the crash. And 68-year-old motorcyclist John Leeson from Twin Lakes was killed. His bike, leaving the road, crashing into a utility pole along a curve for Highway F, west of Highway FR. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says he was not wearing a helmet while operating a custom 1965 Harley. Circumstances of the crash remain under investigation. It's not exactly a Crime Stoppers thing, but it's the same basic premise. Dave Mann, the manager of Racine's Baton International Airport, wants to find out who damaged the security fencing for the complex with a vehicle last month, which makes it four different occasions this year. Problem centers on the North Green Bay Road curve, not far from Rapids Drive, and what Mann believes should be a guardrail in that location. He tells the Journal Times this latest incident is the 27th since he began managing the airport. Anybody who might have information about the June 22nd or June 23rd fence damage at Baton Airport asked to call 262-631-5620. Oh, and the summer travel season, it may be half over, but an online security expert is continuing to warn you about the use of unencrypted Wi-Fi while operating in a vehicle. Robert Siciliano, hopefully you're not driving and doing it at the same time. Robert Siciliano is with Intel Security, says their recent survey found some really alarming things on this issue.
People are overwhelmingly connecting while they're traveling on vacation, which is negatively affecting their travel and vacation experience. And at the same time, it's increasing their security risk.
He notes that the so-called millennials, they're actually smarter about this than older folks. Racine County Board's Executive Committee going to be getting together this evening with the Health and Human Development Committee, and they'll be talking about the Ridgewood Care Center and the latest on the potential sale of the county's nursing home through a hired broker. The agenda calls for discussion about the conditions of any sale to be included with a letter of intent. That broker that they hired, Ray Giannini, is scheduled to attend the meeting. It'll be at 5:30 at the Isgrove Auditorium. The Racine County Workforce Development Center, as it was known for years, is now called Workforce Solutions. It is still based at the Dennis Cornwolf Building on Taylor Avenue, but with new purpose and direction and somewhat of a new look.
It's creating a more holistic approach toward people, getting them jobs, getting them the services that they need for family-sustaining jobs.
Meanwhile, Pamela Zenner-Richards, who's with the site's business services team, also is vice chairman of the county board, told her supervisors recently there's a communications plan that's coming soon, all part of this new emphasis. Things are really happening over at the Workforce Center, the Racine County Workforce Solutions Center, over on Taylor Avenue. The City of Racine Redevelopment Authority will be meeting at 5:15 this evening in room 303 at City Hall. That agenda includes requested authorization to accept a $200,000 EPA grant for cleanup of the south lot at the old Racine Steel casting site on North Memorial Drive, one of the many needed grants to prepare for its eventual redevelopment possibilities. There's also a status update on the initial efforts to aggressively market the Southside Industrial Park, the site of the former Jacobson Textron Company. City hired a company to handle that. Also, discussion of priority sites for brownfield assessments related to other grant opportunities. Environmental groups in Wisconsin objecting to a new state report that says frack sand mining does not produce harmful dust. The DNR's preliminary report instead focuses on larger particulates and other possible contaminants from frack sand mining. It's recommending monitoring for only the large pollutants, not the dust. And in Kenosha, tomorrow night, a proposed policy on bathroom use by transgender unified students stops a little bit short of automatically allowing them the use of the restroom of their choice. The new policy and others related to transgender discrimination expected to be discussed by the Board of Education and one of its committees. One proposal says any student seeking to use a restroom or a locker room that corresponds to the student's gender identity rather than his or her biological sex at birth first would need to contact the building's principal or a school counselor. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.